I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, diving into the coach's playbook with Knoxville volleyball coach Molly Kaitchis. And Molly, I've always been intrigued about some of the things in volleyball. First of all, there's stuff like a 6-2, 5-1. Explain that, because 6 plus 2 equals 8. You can't have 8 players on the court with a novice like me watching.
Right, that math doesn't math, does it? Yeah, so a 6-2 is when you have 6 hitters in the lineup and 2 setters. So typically the setters play the back row 3 rotations, and then a hitter goes in for them in the front row. And then on the flip side of that, then there's another, you know, when that other opposite hitter goes to the back row, then a new setter would come in. So we usually have 2 setters and 6 hitters in that rotation. We did that a couple years ago, I think, with like Brittany and Hannah setting, and then they both played. So we didn't sub them out. They both played front row for their own.
And you know, you've mentioned that, you know, you've used several of those. What's maybe, is that a favorite of yours, or do you just use what your team dictates that you're gonna do?
Yeah, it really depends on our personnel. I mean, to run a 6-2, you gotta have 6 kids that can hit the ball, you know, well and block well, and 2 quality setters. So it just really depends on what we have and what we have available each season. You know, I was a setter back long ago. You know, I personally loved a 5-1 because I wanted to be on the court the whole time and running the show. So a 5-1 sometimes, you know, the organization and leadership of it is a little more clean, a little simpler. But it really just depends on what we've got, you know, what kind of roster that we have and what we can use and utilize the best.
What, you know, let's talk about the makeup of this year's roster. Do you have a 5-1 or do you have a 6-2 type of team?
Yeah, we'll be running a 5-1 this year. You know, I have a couple quality setters, but, you know, we're kind of a little bit more thin in that outside hitter role. So, you know, like we're moving Abby from libero to outside hitter because we just don't have the depth there that I want. So I just, you know, I don't know that we'll have 6 hitters in the correct positions to effectively run a 6-2. So I think we'll go, 5-1. And, you know, a 6-2 is nice because you always have 3 hitter option in the front row all the time. But a 5-1, you also can, you know, run your middles behind your setter when the setter's in the front row and do some different things that way. So I've got some kids that can do that this year. So, this year that probably makes the most sense for what we've got.
And then, as far as a libero, is there really a strategy for the libero? How do you use that? And, what are some things that can be used with that position?
Yeah, so, you know, with the libero, I definitely want a kid that's, you know, quick, can read the ball well, dig up a lot of things. And, a lot of people run their libero out of left back primarily. You know, this year you'll probably see us running our libero out of middle back because that's just where she excels. So, you know, Addie Williams is kind of the leader for the libero position right now, and she just runs the back row really well, or the deep back line, and runs down the corners really well. So that's, you know, where we'll run the libero out of, because it just depends on, you know, what works best for our kids. But the libero position, you know, add in that it's been a few years now, has, you know, made volleyball, you know, rallies go longer. We just get better serve receive, you know, there's probably less ace serves, things like that. So, I really, you know, just kind of like everything, it just depends on what our team has.
And, several years ago you went from side out scoring to rally scoring. How did that change the whole dynamics of the game?
Yeah, well, these kids today don't even understand the side out scoring. They're like, you did what? Why? That's so confusing. So, you know, I try and tell them stories of the olden days when I was playing, and, you know, we only played to 15 in side out scoring, but, you know, matches would take 4.5 hours long sometimes if you win a 5-set match that was back and forth and tons of side outs. And they're just like, they just are like, we don't get it. But, you know, rally scoring has truly made volleyball, like, it's really a game of errors. So the team that makes the less errors really is going to have a lot of success. So it kind of, I guess you could say, emphasizes all the errors versus, you know, side out volleyball was just dependent when you made the error. It was, how it impacted the game. So, yeah, the kids these days, I feel like it was just yesterday we did side out scoring, but these kids don't even know what we're talking about when we bring that up.
Yeah, exactly. Talking to Molly Keiches, Knoxville volleyball coach for the Coach's Playbook on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Flip over to the defense. Is there philosophy on defense, or is it just keep the ball from hitting the ground?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, don't let the ball hit the ground. But there's several different kinds of defense. So there's a perimeter defense where you basically defend the perimeter of the court. It leaves the middle open a little bit more. You're susceptible to shots there. There's also a rotation defense. So you're kind of defending the line. You keep somebody behind the block to cover tips. There's a middle up defense where you kind of just have somebody follow around the block and you split the back of the court. You know, Davis County runs a version of that. That's always tricky for us. But yeah, there's several different kind of defenses. It's just kind of, coach preference, what you want to give up, what you're willing to, sacrifice and what you really, really want to defend. It's probably no secret to anybody. I really like to run the perimeter defense. I think we've got the kids that are athletic enough and smart enough to read the shots in the middle and like to defend the harder stuff around the perimeter of the court. So that's typically what we do. We'll throw in some couple options. So if we're really getting exposed somewhere, we can switch up defenses or make adjustments. But, the primary thing that we use, and it's no secret if people can watch us for 2 seconds and figure out we're playing perimeter defense.
Now serving, I know every volleyball coach holds a clipboard and they signal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, or 5. That's the area where you want the girl to serve. What's the strategy there? Because you hold that clipboard up so no one can see it, so only the server can.
Yeah, so the court's divided into 6 zones. This is pretty universal and standard. There's some coaches that kind of make up their own thing because they don't want people to know what they're telling their kids, but typically the court's divided into 6, basically squares, and you're just telling them where you want them to serve based on maybe we're targeting a weaker passer, maybe the setter's transitioning from a certain spot in the court. We kind of want to catch them and, catch her crossing or, things like that. But, I guess really we just kind of tell them secretively so the other team doesn't know where we're serving it, but, they usually figure it out. Sometimes it can feel kind of, we've played against coaches that don't do it secretively and just hold their hand up, but it can be kind of, typically you're attacking a weaker passer. So, for some kids it can be kind of feel bad about it. And, other kids kind of maybe take it as a challenge, like, yeah, serve it at me. That's fine. So, I guess we just kind of want to keep it on the down lows, keep the surprise factor in where the ball might be going. And sometimes too, we give them where we want it to go and it doesn't go there. So that happens as well. It doesn't always go as planned.
Well, Molly, dive into the coach's playbook, and fans will learn a little bit more as they come and watch Knoxville volleyball this year.
Absolutely. I love talking volleyball things.
That's Molly Keiches. Diving into the coach's playbook, Knoxville volleyball coach on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.